الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our blessed Aqa, the peace of our hearts and minds, سيدنا ومولانا محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, has stated that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more intention that one makes is the more rewards one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, let us make some good intentions. Let us make the intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and teach it to the others as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioned, I will respond by saying Azza wa Jal. Whenever the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been mentioned, I will reply by saying Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. And also let us make the intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will watch this silsila only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our blessed Aqa, the peace of our hearts and minds, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a summary of a hadith that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited durood upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Meaning on the day of Qiyamah, the person that will be standing the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be that individual who recited the most durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dunya. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are doing the episodes regarding the accommodating blessed character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today, one aspect that I want us to discuss is the aspect of the tolerance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For as we discussed in the previous silsilas, that in order for one to be an accommodating Muslim, in order for one to be able to accommodate others on their shortcomings, one has to develop the character, or one has to have the attribute of tolerance. And each and every Muslim must strive to obtain this quality, this attribute of tolerance. For this quality is among the great qualities that were possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this quality is among the qualities that unified the akhlaq and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every Muslim should develop this quality, this should develop this attribute of tolerance. It is narrated in a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that Sayyiduna Abu Sa'laba Khushashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly amongst you the most beloved and the closest to me in the year after will be that person who will have the best of manners. And amongst you the person I dislike the most and who will be far away from me in the air after will be that person who has the worst of manners. So in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us that if you want closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, if you want to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, so you have to develop the attribute of having good manners, good akhlaq. And if you don't have good akhlaq, if you don't have good manners, you will be far away from the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. So among the good akhlaq, among the good character, is that one must have the character, the attribute of being a tolerant Muslim. It is narrated that while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was assembling the Sahaba ikram for the battle of Badr, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Hazrat Sawad Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept stepping out of the saf, he kept stepping out of the battle lines, and our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding his asa mubarak and assembling the sahaba ikram, making their sufuf, making their battle lines. And Hazrat Sawad Ansari kept stepping off the line. And our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his asa mubarak and he tried to put Hazrat Sawad Ansari back onto the saf, back onto the battle lines. Then Hazrat Sawad Ansari said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek revenge. Why and why? Because while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was putting Hazrat Sawad Ansari back onto the saf, the asa, the stick of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched the body of Hazrat Sawad Ansari. Therefore, Hazrat Sawad Ansari said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want my revenge. Your stick, your asa has touched me. Therefore, I seek revenge, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately removed his shirt and said, you may pick up my walking stick and hit me in revenge. Allahu Akbar. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sawad Ansari, he is addressing the leader of the Muslim army. Hazrat Sawad Ansari is addressing the best of creation. Hazrat Sawad Ansari is addressing the leader of all Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the best of all Anbiya alayhim as-salam. That is why Ala Hazrat says, sabse aula wo ala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi. So Hazrat Sawad Ansari addressing our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seeking revenge. If it was you and I in the same position, if we were in authority and a person that is under our authority, if we hurt them in any way, we are never prepared to apologize. If we say anything that at times is hurtful to them, we are never prepared to approach them and ask for forgiveness. At times, even in our own homes, as parents, as fathers, when we hurt our wives, when we say things that are hurtful to them, at times we are never prepared to approach them and ask for forgiveness. Why and why? Because we feel that we are in authority. Therefore, all power belongs to us. So why should we put ourselves down by apologizing? This is our concept. At times, even family members that wronged each other due to certain situations or certain conditions, both parties are not prepared to approach each other and resolve issues, resolve matters. Why and why? Because they feel that if I am the first person to go and ask for forgiveness, I will be belittling myself. But look at our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even although our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention was not to hurt Hazrat Sawad Ansari, for our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not harm or insult any living human being. Even those that insulted, those that oppressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them. Yet the intention of our blessed Aqa was not to hurt Hazrat Sawad Ansari. But our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sawad Ansari says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek revenge, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up his shirt and said, oh Sawad Ansari, hit me in compensation. Take your revenge. When our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Sawad Ansari, Hazrat Sawad Ansari rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he kissed the blessed body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while I was standing in the battle lines, I thought of my mouth, I thought about my death. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wanted that before my death reaches me, before my mouth reaches me, my mouth should come at such a time whereby I was also among those who touched your blessed body, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Hazrat Sawat Ansari mentions this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked his hands up and made dua to bless Hazrat Sawat Ansari. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, there are many Madani pools that one can derive from this incident. One Madani pool is the level of tolerance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although being in authority, although being in the seat of command, when Sawat Ansari requested for revenge, when Sawat Ansari approached our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want my revenge, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being in the seat of authority, being the best of creation, being the best of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked his shirt up and was prepared to allow Hazrat Sawat Ansari to take his revenge. Today, we all sit in the seats of authority. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, as a father, in your house, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll have to answer in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as to what did you do with that authority of being a father. As a mother, on the day of Qiyamah, you'll have to answer in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that what did you do with that authority that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon you. Those that are in the business world, on the day of Qiyamah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is going to question you regarding that authority. Those that are in the seats of leadership at work or wherever, on the day of Qiyamah, you will have to answer in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal regarding that authority. So if you abuse that authority, if you abuse that power that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon you, remember that one day you have to meet your Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember that one day you have to die. One day you will be laid down into your dark grave. So when you have the authority, when the Almighty Allah has granted you authority, be a leader like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study the seerah and the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand the qualities of leadership that were possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to implement them in your daily life. By doing so, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be a successful leader in this dunya, and the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you with Jannatul Firdaus. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when you are in leadership, one quality that one has to possess is the quality of tolerance. You have to have the attribute of being a tolerant person. Be able to tolerate the weaknesses of those that are underneath you. Be able to tolerate the shortcomings of those that are underneath you. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that I served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. And I was at a very tender age. I was very young. I was very small. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam required me to do, I could not even fulfill it to my best. But there was not a single day where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Lima fa'alta hada? Why did you do this and why did you not do that? Meaning, although my work, although whatever our blessed Aqra required from me, although I could not fulfill it in the best way, in the best manner, not a single day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complained. Not a single day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shouted at me or insulted me. So this is a quality that every person that is in the seat of authority must try and develop, the quality of tolerance. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in order to develop these good qualities, in order to develop these good attributes, in order to develop the akhlaq and the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, join the beautiful mahal, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, where the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being taught, where the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being practiced and acted upon. And when you join this mahal, when you join this beautiful environment, you will develop the habit of acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will develop hatred towards sins. So may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those that develop this beautiful quality, this beautiful attribute of tolerance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a hadith sharif that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is soft and kind, and the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who are soft and kind. Subhanallah. This was indeed a quality that was found in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The quality of arifq, the quality of kindness, the quality of being soft and humble. And when you are soft and humble, the people around you become very attracted to such a person. But if you are a harsh person, then people stay away from such a person. When you are a soft and humble person, you are able to attract people to the message of Islam. You are able to go out and attract those that are committing sins, and they are able to change their lives. But if you are a harsh and a hard person, it is a quality and an attribute that chases people away. It is a quality that keeps people far away from a person. So therefore, we should try our level best to develop this quality of kindness, this quality of arifq, this quality of being kind and merciful towards the others. I ask the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those who follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you want to learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then travel with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madani Qafila. And by traveling with Madani Qafila, you will develop many good habits. You will develop a mindset of always doing good deeds, and you will develop hatred for sins. Allah hum sabko amal karne ki taufeeq de. Ameen thumma ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.